you know, if you listen to what I'm saying, it'll all make sense. The reason people don't want to go deep, because they have to look at themselves, you know. They have to look in the mirror, and most people, 90% of the people do not want to look in the mirror. Maybe 95%, maybe 98%, maybe 100%, because we all don't want to look in the mirror. I'm doing a section on one of my websites, Bad Apples, right? And I'm going to show how all these corporations pretty much are bad apples. But who runs the corporations? Who runs a corporation? The human. Who's behind the corporation? The investors. The 501(c) system. The corporation is the 501(c). Now, what is the 501(c)? It's the same corporation that church is set up as. Now, the Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Put no confidence in man, for the Bible says all men are liars. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. So, if you put confidence in a man-made system, a man-made corporation, a man-made anything, then what's happening? You're putting confidence in the wrong thing. And so all you have to do, you know, if you got somebody who's meditating on the truth for 30 years and you're sitting there you're just worried about money and making babies and what your hair looks like, what kind of shoes you got. If that's all you're thinking about is your shoes and your clothes and your pocketbook or your wallet or whatever, you know, and that's all you, and you know, and you're not thinking, and the music and the TV and the media and the news and all the distractions, if that's all you're thinking about, no wonder you can't hear me, because it's right in front of you. It was right in front of me. I finally had to pray. I said, it's not making sense. And when God revealed it to me, I was in the same boat. So I have compassion on people who are so caught up in the... And those of us who didn't think thought we were separate from the world. But being separate from the world is not thinking like the world. It's not outward necessarily. It's inward. And it's inward in a deeper way than you even imagine. Because you start to pay attention to the inward things. The bitterness. The unforgiveness. See, when I say, I'm getting ready to say something, and most people are going to reject it, but it's the truth. You're in a copy machine. You are in a copy machine. The earth plane is a copy machine. The universe is a copy machine. God made man in his image. When we see Jesus, we'll be like him. That's the overarching pattern. And when I say overarching pattern, I mean archetype. Oh, he said archetype. Oh, no, he must be a Carl Jung. What are you, ignorant? The word archetype means arch, overarching, typology. Where did the word typology come from? It's a biblical concept. Where did the word arch come from? The archangel. It's a biblical concept. What are you, stupid? Archetype is not Carl Jung. He stole it from the Bible. Everything that you speak, you stole from the Bible. If you create something, you still stole it from the Bible. Because it was already written. It's already written in the Bible. And you can't think of a word outside the Bible, period. Quantum physics, Bible. Jesus is everywhere. God is omnipresent. If you pray right now to Jesus, some demon attacks you, and you pray to Jesus, the demon will be cast out because the name of Jesus is recognized by the spirit realm everywhere, all the time. Fractal hologram, oh, you're speaking to it. No. Is Jesus everywhere all the time? Yeah. Can I say the word tire and you picture in your mind a tire? Yeah, that means your mind is holographic. If I say the word tire, or I say the word dog or cat or well, you can see it in your mind's eye. It means that's a holographic universe. And it's a fractal. Back to what I was saying. If every system is evil, who makes up the system? Mankind. When you point one finger, you got three pointing back. If everything's a copy machine, and it is, what is the narcissist trying to do? Make a copy of themselves. What is the psychopath trying to do? Make a copy. What are the the smokers trying to do? Trying to get you to smoke. What are the non-smokers trying to do? Trying to get you to not smoke. What are the Republicans trying to do? Make copies. What are the Democrats trying to do? Make copies. Everybody's trying to make a copy of their ideology or what they think. Instead of pointing you to Jesus, they're wanting to make a copy of their own ideology. Instead of saying, run to Jesus, get your knowledge from Jesus, think like Jesus, listen to God, think like God. They want you to think like them. They want you to behave like them. They want you to be a copy of them. They think they're gods. That's why they want to make a copy of themselves. Oh, if you're not a far-right Republican, you're not with us. Oh, if you're a mediocre Republican, you're not with us. If you're in the middle, you're not with us. And the left will say the same thing. If you're not a far left, you're not with me. See, it's always extreme with a human. Always the extreme. The extreme left, the extreme right. This extreme blue, the extreme red. Why are you trying to turn the world into the church? The world will never be the church. That's why it's called the world. That's why it's the world, the flesh, and probably life. Why are people trying to change the world into the church? When the Bible says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, why do you think Jesus has to come back? Because man, as hard as he tries, he has to come face to face with the fact that he can't bring heaven on earth. Mankind in his own power fails. He's a royal failure. So why does the Bible say it? Why does the Bible say, follow the royal law, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you? Why does the Bible say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Because just like Zeph Daniel said in one of his podcasts recently, he said, God made a trap. God has designed a trap for you that you can't escape. You're in the red versus blue. You're in the repeat. You're in the energy of the flesh. Everything that you try is like Wile E. Coyote, and it backfires because the energy of the flesh fails. So how do you win while you're down here? How do you walk down here? And it's not even about winning. When I say win, most people say, it's not about winning in the way the world says winning. It's how do you win against the devil's system down here? How do you overcome the devil's system? How do you overcome Babylon? How do you overcome Egypt? How do you overcome the world, the flesh, probably? You die daily. You go to sleep daily and you die for 8 hours. You wake up. So you die moment by moment. Not your own power, not your own strength, not your own understanding. It's not you. And I don't care what you do. I don't care what system. I don't care what person. I don't care who you met. Everything that you step into you're going to come face to face with somebody who's trying to make a copy of their ideas or what they want. Doesn't matter what it is. If you marry a narcissist, think about a narcissist and think about the system at the same time. If you think about a narcissist or a psychopath, a sociopath, and you think about the system at the same time. So you're rubbing, so you marry a narcissist, you're rubbing shoulders with her every day. She's bitter, she's upset, she's not introspective, she thinks she's all everything, she's it. She thinks that she's queen bee. What is she trying to do? She'll try to provoke you and upset you and get you in bitter and unforgiveness. And she's trying to make a copy of herself. She worships herself. And so what is she trying to do to you? Try to get you to worship yourself. Try to get you bitter. See, if she can get you bitter and upset and forget who you are in Christ and pull you out of the spirit walk, then she can pull you down and get you to believe any lie. She can pull you out of the spirit walk and say and try to teach you that the flesh walk is cool, is where it's at. Then she can pull you into any other lie. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? If they can get you to believe one lie and step out of the truth, they'll get you to believe another lie, and that lie always leads to worship enough self in the end, just like Eve worshiped herself.